is integrated into being the same thing we look at to see what we're doing, then someone's just looking over our shoulder. I think that would be a positive thing. If it is a matter of putting information out there and having to keep something just updated, we don't have the staff to do that.
Yeah, it would be somewhat of a living document. As repairs are made, then it would be updated. Perhaps the utility department says, "Hey, that section on Shady Lawn was repaired today." That can come off the list. Then update on that particular component. You know, obviously you wouldn't want to have citizens to have administrative rights to that particular document, but those who have administrative rights to be able to update with any type of action, whether it be identification, repair, or whatever the communication measure may be. For example, the heavy truck traffic, the shoulder damage that is so noted on a number of those high traffic streets, certainly could be communicated in that sort of effort, to where you identify a point to point. You can even attach photographs, evidence, or whatnot. But the communication line, that it's base damage, scheduled for replacement when the street's repaired, rather than have several interested members of community come up one after the next on one council meeting or the next, perhaps that will be more of a proactive approach to communicate without duplicating effort. So I'm looking more at a, not necessarily a robbing Peter to pay Paul, but putting in a measure to improve efficiency as opposed to redundant communications.
Patrick?
I've got comments. First off, there is no repairs done on asphalt except when there is a water break or something where you go in and you cut the line, then you go in and you put some cold asphalt on. I gave you pictures. I showed you where there's 52 inches of vegetation on the road. Now that doesn't take the county. That takes a public works instructor and an employee with a shovel to go in and clean it off. Some of these places are getting worse and worse and worse, and nothing's been done. And you may not want to go in and repair a base. First off, all our asphalt streets are not the same. For instance, Shady Lawn is a whole different type of street than your normal asphalt street, the way they laid it out and so forth. So step one would be to send someone from Public Works to some kind of school to find out how to really repair asphalt. And we're not talking about the whole street, we're talking about sections. My street, Shady Lawn, but also Meadow Lawn, it's got exactly the same thing as we have on the other side of the street. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And in person, we're not going to have a street. So you can't wait till you go do a whole street. And we spent $5,000 to get rid of one coyote. I think we've misplaced the priorities. Streets should be a very high priority to keep what you have in good shape. And when you repair it, to repair it correctly, not just throw some asphalt over there, run a roller on it. Don't put anything on the side to keep it there, and then pretty soon you're back the same way. We really don't know how to repair streets. So I think we need to have a program, a constant program, to repair potholes. And when you get an area that starts getting bad, all of a sudden, take care of it. But if you don't take care of it, it's going to be much worse. We're not talking about repairing a whole street. We're just talking about repairing small sections. And what happened in 2008 doesn't necessarily apply in 2012. This should be something that's done all the time. As far as putting tar cracks. They did that on that street. It wasn't 6 months after they initially put in. That doesn't take the county to do that. That will help. But first, you send somebody to school so that they learn how to repair asphalt. And number two is to do it all the time. You know, we have people go around picking up paper all the time up on Miramar. We'll have people, when they go around and read water meters, to make notes on sections of streets that need repairs. Because it's getting bad. Because some of these trucks, I guess it's because of all of the new construction on Oakdale, but it's getting bad in a hurry. Big chunks of asphalt. And the longer you let it go, the worse it's going to get.
So what I see is we have different issues here. One is an updated survey.
Mm-hmm.
One is communication. One is who's going to fix it. Are we going to repair it, or are we going to have a contractor? So let's focus on Matt's first. David, what do you think of Matt's PDF idea?
We have to look at how we accomplished that. But yeah, it's really doable.
Okay.
And I take exception that we do repairs other than just during breaks. We've done substantial repair work on Forest, on Meadow Lawn, on East Country Club. It had nothing to do with breaks, but they were, even on Windleaf, we've undertaken repairs where there's not a base issue. But we can always do more. Absolutely.
Well, I think this is part of a communication question, too. Do you already have a list of streets that are on the list for repair? The partial street repair, not the whole street repair. The patching. I need a semantic issue to identify what I'm trying to say. Did you already have that list?
It's not current. We had a list that we did in 2010, and it was worked, and we've not recompiled a new list since then.
Okay, so something we should start thinking about.
That's the maintenance half of that inventory that we talked about going back and.
Okay. So once we have that, we can address some of the other questions. We can do the communication question and see what works.
I like it.
Okay.
Following up on what Matt said about you don't want everybody in the city to be able to go in and reprioritize what you're doing. But I'm sure that technology will allow someone to put a post-it note on the drawing in front of their house or down on their corner saying, big pothole here, and because this is also a issue of contention, how high the weeds are in the ditch. It'll go to maintenance for public works, and it may give the citizens a chance to pay. I told them about it, and 3 days later, look, they said they're scheduled this for next time. It may eliminate a lot of frustration, may even get more citizens actively involved in communication.
Hold the weeds in, because the problem is in the summer, as you know, you have to mow your grass about every 7 days, and just the distance.
I would expect that would be a part of the maintenance plan that we don't have yet.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but without understanding what the plan is, I don't have a response to that aside from we'll certainly hope that that is a part of that component and see it on the next inventory and then go from there.
I think this is a useful discussion, and I don't think we need any council action, formal action. I think just you and David just get together. And
absolutely.
I think this has to probably do need to have some kind of regular. Yeah. I think that a lot of our big projects are complete, you know, it's just time to do.
Yeah. As we see with so many other initiatives where there's a model that other cities go by, I would really like to see if this is perhaps something that we could put together. Not only that others would like to emulate, but that we certainly can be proud of as being a best practice. So that's
okay.
The end goal there, as well as keeping everyone well informed and happy.
Okay, item 8.4, discussion, consideration, and action relating to first Monday heavy pickup program.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, David, I realize in the general activity report we didn't get a report on how it went or if it's even done.
Well, it's because it's on the agenda.
Yeah, it's on the agenda.
Okay. Would
you
like to go first then?
No, I'll let Mr. Weber.
Okay,
Edward.
Matt, all yours.
Wonderful program, love it, took advantage of it myself. But again, we had a bit of a, the appropriate term to use there. Perhaps that's mm-hmm. The best descriptor. Perhaps the contractor was a bit overwhelmed on the first go-around. One of the things that I've noticed is I love the program. I think it's so beneficial for the city as far as beautification and desirability for folks to stay and want to move here. But the other component I wanted to discuss was opportunity for improvement. There were, with the overwhelming of the contractor for that first Monday, I don't necessarily expect it will continue to be overwhelmed in future. However, there were a number of interested citizens that were concerned about that what the postcard said and what actually occurred. There were, on the postcard, it was indicated that it would be that day and that day only. However, with the overwhelming of the contractor, there were, I believe, a provision made to or rather for them to come back out throughout the city to pick up anything that was not picked up on that first go-around, which was outside the scope of the initial listing, that postcard listing. Where that becomes a bit of an issue is I'm sure that David's staff was probably inundated with a number of calls from interested citizens concerning what's going on, what exactly is going on. So I can only assume, and David, perhaps you could talk on that a little bit more as to the volume of folks who were concerned about that program and the status of that program at that time. And the opportunity as far as the communication concerns, and once again we're back on that communication topic, is reactive versus proactive on the effectiveness of that program as far as the communication is concerned. Massive calls in, or could that then have been averted with some sort of proactive communication? And it's my understanding that perhaps if concerned, if there were enough concerned citizens, let's say a flag indicator that there's an issue out there, that perhaps some communication be put into place to help address those issues before it becomes such an inrush of concerned folks that it bogs down the staff on that front end, as opposed to relieving that that issue with the communication from point of interest to citizens. The main concern I have about it is not the program itself, but rather the performance of the contractor and the after effect of the large volume of that they had to service in that, and then the time frame in which they had to service. And the only thought that I can really think of to help or that could help at that point in time would have been some sort of communication, whether it be to council, whether it be to citizen, whether it be put on the website, something to keep the citizenry abreast of a program that wasn't within its design scope and what the city's action is at that point in time. Rather than calling one person and saying, here's what we're doing, or sending one email to a council member or to the mayor, are there instances like that where we have opportunity to, hey, you know what, why don't we post that on the website? Why don't we put that in that distribution list? Why don't we put that in a notification to the citizenry, as this appears to be a topic of interest? And if it's outside that window of put it on the newsletter, but yet not an emergency where the phone notification would need to be made, so as not to make that a less than useful program. The measure in between, however, would perhaps be an indication on the website or an email distribution list of citizens that would sign up for that notification to say, yes, I would like to be kept aware of those hot city issues that we can proactively distribute that information, such as the performance of the contractor on that first Monday, where they didn't get to all of the city and had to delay for however long it took for them to actually finish. Because if you were to ask me as a concerned citizen on that pickup program, Matt, what's going on with that program? My trash was picked up the first day, but they got it on the second, the third, or the fourth day. What's going on? I then have to turn, send an email to David or something to that effect, and that just compounds with each individual person who has concern. Or maybe they have concern and don't really have the wherewithal to come up to the city council meeting and ask. Or perhaps they're just understand that it's part of doing business and roll on. But it's my understanding that positive, proactive communication beats the heck out of being in the dark.
How many phone calls did we get on this?
Less than a dozen.
So what is the situation?
Well, here's my perspective on this. I wouldn't communicate anything more than what we communicated. We're trying to establish a program that picks up household large items once a month on a Monday. Don't put it out any other time. There was lots of speculation, but nobody could predict exactly how much material someone was going to put out. I felt victim a little bit in believing that we did the last cleanup greenup. They put out twice as much material as we planned. We spent the amount of funds to do two cleanup greenups on the last one we did. All right. Conventional wisdom and people who told me, well, that's all gone now, so you won't have that for this go-round. Okay, it didn't work out that way. What I do know is if we change what we say at all, when we pick up on that first Monday period, we will never stop picking up, ever. That was my big concern. We made a big push on Monday and on Tuesday to get everything. And what we found is that on Wednesday, we had about 25% new material out, It continued on Thursday. It continued on Friday. Today, I think they counted 12 more that they put out. It's never going to stop. If we tell people we're going to come back until we get it, or we're going to come back a few more days, I think we shoot ourselves in the foot. Even if we come back and do it, I think we still have to say it's first Monday. So that next month, they don't say, well, Tuesday will be good enough, or Wednesday will be good enough, or, you know. And now I did have the first one who came to the office to visit me today because his stuff wasn't picked up. Our corner lot, he put a pile in front, and he put a 14-foot pile on the side. And when he came up to see what was going on, if they were going to pick that up or not, he told me that he was, you know, that he was so concerned about getting it out of there that he put it out a week beforehand so that he would have the time to get all of it out there. And so while his hasn't been picked up yet, his has been out for a week longer than a lot of others.
So they're not through picking it up yet?
They are not through picking it up. I had them not pick it up today until we could reassess where we were. As of Thursday, we had picked up thirty tons of material. And it's growing every day instead of shrinking every day because people are still putting the material out. As of Thursday, we have expended about $4,500. That does not count Friday. They did work a full day Friday. Today, we went out and did a survey to identify what was out on Monday. And we do have the crew coming back tomorrow to pick out the things that were out on Monday of last week, which isn't going to pick everything up. You know, we did say people put stuff out that was not subject to being picked up, that we were going to not pick it up, and that we were going to cite people who did that and didn't haul off themselves, and we're just going to have to do that. Or we're going to have to stop doing something else so we can spend money on picking up endlessly stuff. This program was intended for your old sofa, your mattress, for your backyard cleaning up, your front yard, but we have a number of people who use it as an opportunity to clean their vacant lots and to do a complete clearing of the vacant lot. Put it out there. We have some piles that are 90 feet long and 6 foot high. That wasn't what this was intended for. Something I would point out to council is that this program is paid for out of the utility fund for trash. We collect a small amount that goes towards that on the utility bill. Vacant lots don't have utility bills. They're not contributing anything towards this. And for them to clear a vacant lot and put it out there at the curbside.
Well, if a vacant lot is not paying a utility bill, they shouldn't have any pickup whatsoever.
Right. Correct. And you know, that is the case with our bi-week or our twice-a-week pickup. If it's a vacant house and there's no service there, the trash folks don't pick up the trash either. It's a paid-for service. And so we have, unfortunately, we have a lot that are abusing it. I really think it would be a bad plan to communicate that we're going to come back. If we missed you on Monday, we're going to come back on Tuesday. I'd rather get 6 dozen calls here and say, if you put it out on Monday, we're going to take care of it.
Then what about some sort of guidelines that are posted? I mean, what I'm getting at is not I'm not criticizing the administration of the program. Please don't think that this is an attack on the contractor or the ability to regulate that contractor. What this is a communication issue clear and through. Have the folks, do they understand? Do the interested citizens understand what the program parameters are? Has it been clearly communicated? And can we then move forward with some sort of, I don't want to necessarily say enforcement, but if there's ignorance out there concerning the guidelines of the program, then how can you hold the folks accountable to the standard? But when you say you're going to pick up one day a week and it doesn't happen, people get concerned.
Sure.
And then there's the communication point. I don't think it's unfair to say to the folks on this street, and this street, you were missed, and have that available for viewing, as opposed to having all those folks call up here. Now, you know, I'm sorry, guys, on Woodlawn, you were picked up, so that was, you know, it's these streets and these streets only. If you had your trash out, heavy trash out on this day outside of the parameters of the program, you will be cited. And communicate that effectively to those folks rather than just going back out and having the cycle of the program. It's you're absolutely right. It's not what the program was intended for. It was intended for a one-day pickup for paying customers. And had they not been picked up, you know, same thing with the trash. Let's say they don't pick up the trash for on a Monday. On Bayou Forest, for some reason they missed it. Folks get home, and all down the street, trash is sitting out. What are those folks going to do? They're going to call up City Hall, or they're going to call you, or me, or whoever, and you're going to have 19, 20 people calling up to find out the answer to the same question.
Well, we didn't. We had 12. I mean, we already know it wasn't really a major problem. I mean, to me, the biggest problem we identified tonight is that we have vacant lots that are not paying for the service that think they're going to get a free service.
Yeah.
They absolutely need a communication.
Yeah,
that will remove your own stuff.
That certainly is a sideline to the main point about the program. Current.
Did you already print the water bills?
No.
That are going
the back. Not the back. Yeah.
You didn't print the back yet.
Yeah, but the vacant lots not going to get a water bill.
So true enough.
Hey, it's a matter of if they're piling stuff out to get
a well, the expectation
could do something.
The parameters of the program certainly can be listed in there. Do we want to have, you know, has it been established what the time frame is for putting the trash out?
Yeah, in other words, it's not just that we're picking it up on that Monday, it's that we won't pick up anything that's not out that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, don't call us Tuesday or Wednesday. And
right.
So maybe we need to tweak our wording a little bit. And we can use the utility bill for that. Yeah, I know people who have lots aren't going to understand. But maybe we can tweak it
on the program somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe that word of mouth. And talk about that program of word of mouth.
Or they may have another resident here.
Yeah. Well,
if they've got a pile of crap in front of their vacant lot, they do need to get a letter saying you don't contribute. You're responsible for getting rid of the stuff, or you get fined.
Well, a lot of our vacant lots are owned by people who live in the city. So, you know, not necessarily adjacent to their home, but they own property. You know, it's a problem. There's no question it's a problem. The question is, how do we go forward from this? We knew in the first one that there'd likely be some adjustments. It is, the whole thing is a compromise, because we would like to pick up as much stuff as we can. I mean, we could have said, you know, you can put out limited to 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot, you know, and that's it. But if somebody's got a little more than that, well, you know, we're trying to be as agreeable as possible, pick up as much stuff as possible. At the same time, abuses to the other extreme, you know, if we draw a line in the sand and say this is it, then that would have to be it. There's lots of other ways to do the program. And, you know, we try not to complicate it. But there are cities who you have to come up and get a tag for your heavy trash, and you tie a tag on it. They only pick up the stuff that has the tag. There are cities that go by and mark what's out on that Monday. They go out and put a spray paint stripe on it. And they'll, you know, the contractor's doing exactly what we contracted them to do. They charge us $125 an hour for a crew, which includes the equipment, and they charge us $30 a ton. and they're using 30-ton containers. So, you know, and we didn't contract to send 5 or 6 crews out. We don't know what the volume is.
On the cleanup green updates, did we limit that to, did we say that they can lots could participate?
No.
So a vacant lot could have at that time. When we had to clean up green up, somebody could have taken the stuff to, as part of cleaning up their lot, brought it out, would participate.
Yes.
So I don't see a vacant lot as being as abusive to this program. So we might have been taking money from that, but if we're doing this in place of that cleanup greenup, okay. So I don't see it as being abusive. Second, if our interest is cleaning up the whole city, it really doesn't matter under what funded program it is, it's all to the benefit of the city. Yes, we had some people that got some stuff missed. Personally, I kind of knew not to partake of it this time around. I wasn't like, this is going to be a flood, I'm going to hold off. I can wait and I'll wash the stuff. I think we're putting a lot into this unnecessarily. We've got the money to, I think it's any cleanup that's to our benefit. It doesn't matter whether it's a big lot or not.
Because it does have, it is based on volume.
At least it didn't cross that.
I want to raise one issue though. If a resident owns the lot next door, they're going to take their brush and either leave it in front of the vacant lot or move it over to their house. So quantity wise, I don't see a big difference. However, if somebody's clearing their entire lot, that could make a difference. I would think we ought to look at that as a policy change.
Wouldn't that require a permit, though?
Not brush.
No.
So that's one thing we may want to look at. The other one is just a lot.
I mean, there was a 1 acre, 1.2 acre lot on South Country Club that all the brush was cleared from him. Literally a mountain.
It wasn't even a house there.
The house is another example.
And when contractors are used, the contractors are supposed to take it off. That's not, like
right.
When I had a contractor come, actually, Jeremiah and I cleared the lot, and then I hired a contractor to haul away all the tree stuff.
So then the question begged is, does the council have clear expectations of what the program is supposed to be, and have we effectively communicated that to participants? If there are guidelines out there that we need to put into place, we need to do that here.
The definitions of what's eligible. Even more.
Yeah, we put it on social media,
but
not.
I know, but I think we need to be even more.
Because I feel exactly probably how you feel about the abuses to the program, where people keep putting stuff out on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and that certainly is not what was indicated on the program flyer. So that certainly is one of those areas where, you know, you're taking advantage of it. You're outside the expectations. Shame on you.
I would like to do a couple of things. I want to talk to David about the cost and take a look at the allocation and see where this is going to put us for the next program. I also want to explore the cost of having Public Works go out and tag them or mark them or whatever. And then I'd like to report to you 2 weeks. Problem is, what are we going to do for the next 2 weeks? While we're looking at this, what are we going to communicate?
we're going to have to evaluate the program, determine what types of limitations or perhaps what we can afford, look at it from a budgetary standpoint, because
that's what I'm going to do and report back to you.
That,
I'm thinking, what do we do in an interim? Like the 2 weeks while David and I are talking about it and reporting back to you. Do we say nothing?
Yeah, I don't think legally we really can do anything until we have action on it here.
You know, my recommendation is we just suck it up and not say anything. People who put things out last Friday are not likely to put something out on December 3rd when we do the next pickup.
They're going to run out of...
That's the end game, yes.
First Monday is a heavy pickup. Do we still have a pickup on Thursday, but it's not a heavy pickup?
Yeah, and you know, just, and you bring up a good point. You know, our contract says that they do a heavy pickup, and it is a Thursday. It's both Tuesday and Thursday. And the real letters in picking up residential trash have been picking up small piles and stuff. So, you know, the contractor is, they're doing what they've been asked to do. They're doing what we're paying them to do. We got slammed, you know. Restaurants get slammed. You staff for one thing and something else happens. We have not had a lot of things like tires and batteries and things that are really a problem out there. So that's a good thing. I think we just continue and get it hauled out of here, but I really don't want to communicate to people that it's more than the Monday. Because at some point, be it January or February, we need to get it down to where it is one day. If we don't ever get there, we will run out of money.
People will learn when they see that it just didn't get picked up.
Well, and then there's that piece too. What's the expectation then? Are those folks to expect a ticket for having their large items sitting by the side of the road over a period of time? That's the other side of the coin. What can the citizenry expect if they go outside the parameters of the program? And that's the communication piece I'm alluding to. You know, we had a lot of folks with a lot of debris out on the side of the road for that pickup, and Tuesday rolled around, and about 4 in the afternoon, it's like, hey, am I going to get a ticket for this? Hey, you know, what can I expect? I don't know. I've got to call City Hall and find out.
And we'll need to talk.
And Wednesday and Thursday, it was confusion out there from the population of not knowing what to expect, and that's the portion that I'm trying to find a solution to. Not so much was the program effective or ineffective, but for the folks who were left out there with a big question mark, how do we effectively communicate what's going on without them having to wait 2 weeks later to go to a council meeting to find out, to find a ticket, or, you know, hey, it just got magically picked up, now I'm happy. But what about that point in between?
When's the last day when are you going to stop them having a pickup?
I don't know. And then we're going to run into the next one. So
that's what I'm worried about.
I'm not concerned in this pickup of writing tickets. When we get down to where we can pick it all up on Monday, and then you put something out on Tuesday, I think that's the time right here. But we got a piece of this too. You know, we got to get ahead of the curve. And when we are ahead of the curve and we get everything picked up on Monday, I sure as heck don't want you putting something out on Tuesday or Wednesday, and that's when I write your ticket. Right now, I don't think we're there.
And okay. Do we communicate that to the people who have received that information?
We sure don't want to.
How are we going to get that out to the public?
I think it's just some time. We need to let this program roll with time. We haven't given it any time. Our first time out.
Give us another 2 weeks. On one day.
And you know, am I supposed to get that information from the city and then go knocking on doors to go distribute that information? You know, how am I supposed to fix that?
12 people called. 12 people called.
Those are the people who are angry enough to call. There are plenty enough people who don't get angry enough to call who come by my house or knock on my door or stop me down at the pier or wherever.
But it's an obvious answer. If you put stuff out,
is it
not before the Monday, then yeah, expect a citation. Then that way, maybe they'll put it out before Monday.
Where is that listed?
The postcard says to have the stuff out before Monday.
But where's the end? What is the beginning?
Yeah, I agree with that, except for I don't think we're there yet. When we get there.
Sure.
Just because we've given grace this time doesn't mean that we have to give grace in a month. So we're not setting a precedent of any kind, and we're choosing not to pursue it because common sense says don't do that right now.
What's the communication tool? How are you, when you're just going to go out and write people tickets and then have them come in and say, what's going on? The expectation is right here. You're outside the expectation. You didn't give me any expectation, so why did I get a ticket?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to cut this short. But they're not going to get a ticket. We don't have the communication system in effect yet. You need to buy us some time. If somebody comes and talks to you or anyone else in council to, you know, reevaluate, you can tell them what David said, that we're trying to get the system sorted out. We need another 2 weeks to do it. And don't worry. Tell them not to worry. We're not going to give them a citation. They will get notified if they are going to get it. Let's say after the December round, people go hog wild again, and then we have to make a policy. We'll let them know. So they're okay. We're not going to shoot them. Give them a citation. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we need that one more item we want to do. Does anybody else want to say anything on this? Okay. I'd really like to move on. I think we are going to consider it.
Oh,
are
we changing the rules then?
We're changing the rules.
I have time. I don't have anything more important
okay.
than what
now
I was
going
to
say.
Real quick, I agree with David and Matt too. People across the street from me put out a pile of trash, including two tires on rims, on the Wednesday prior to the Monday. Well, on Saturday, the scavengers came by. They couldn't get the tires off the rim, so they took the tires in the rim for the metal. In the same way, around the corner, they cleared a lot. This was a week and a half, 2 weeks before it. And apparently, all that debris was picked up on it, and there was a lot of tree limbs and brush.
Patrick?
Number one, don't give any tickets for 3 months. We'll work through it. Pick up on one day. They don't have, now, you've had experience, so this time you tell the contractor to get enough people out there to get it all on Monday. You don't ever pick it up on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Pick it up one day, do that for 3 months, by then your problem will go away.
Okay. Moving on to item, where are we? 8.5. Discussion and consideration and action to cancel the regular fourth Monday City Council meeting in September. Let's see my name is on there. Okay, it looks like that's what, December 24th?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
You want to have a meeting?
I do need a motion, so I make a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned at 9:04 p.m.